It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the party the finest swine in the land, the harbinger of the apocalypse, the official Hurricanes playoff good luck charm. He is Hamilton!
Corrali leans down for the faceoff against Stalls. Game two of the Eastern Conference Final is underway. Near point now, Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net, fired. They score! Matt Grizzlick at the bottom of the left wing circle with traffic out in front, able to squeeze one by Peter Mrazek. Bruins one, Hurricanes nothing. To the far point, drilled out in front, Mrazek the same rebound. They score! Out in front, Johansson can't get the puck to settle. Backs it up, centers it again. Nice goal! Connor Clifton with his first career Stanley Cup playoff goal makes it 3-0 Bruins.
The Bruins are going to comeback.
Backus just stepped into Walmart and floored him. Coyle just trailed Fleury with a check and down he goes.
Bruins lost.
Right wing feed behind everybody is Coyle into the right circle. Hands to Grizzlick. Backhand. Back Grizzlick, throwing four. Hurricanes nothing. He's got two assists today. Sent out in front, Mrazek to save. Rebound. Nice score. Krejci sends it across the blue to David Backus, who pounds it in. 5-0 Bruins. Bergeron might have a breakaway. Threads it out in front. Backhand. They score! That was Dan Heinen who shoveled it by Mrazek. Make it 6-0 Bruins. And the horn sounds. The Boston Bruins demolished the Carolina Hurricanes in game two. They win each of the first two games in the series.
.985 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We got Bob Beers coming up. Also, Nick went out and got recaps after last night's game. You like the news on Kyrie Irving? Their Johnny Wall game.
Which specific piece of news do you speak of?
That he is considering a move back to the Lakers. He's considering a move back to play with LeBron James.
I'm not surprised by that.
See, that would be completely surprising to me because that would be the one move that is the most embarrassing thing that you could possibly do.
No, it's embarrassing, but A, you still get paid, and B, he'll be back to the role that he realized that he's more comfortable with as a guy who can go out, do his thing, and not have to talk to the media at all and not have to impart advice to anybody. He can just play his own game, skate his own wing, hang up his equipment, and go home after the game's over while LeBron has 35,000 cameras around him. Here, he had the 35,000 cameras around him. He was called upon to lead the team and did it poorly. I I think that's a win-win for him if he goes back to if he goes to L.A. and plays for LeBron. He realizes how good he had it. He wanted out, and now he realizes, looking back on it, he had it pretty good.
You don't think that hurts his brand? That he went back to the very thing that he said he wasn't going to do? By the way, LeBron James is not a young man, and also I'm not convinced that team can do anything in the West based on the talent that surrounds them. So, I mean, if you go back there, I don't think you're winning anything.
Strictly for Kyrie's, I mean, he's going to leave $40 or $50 million on the table if he does that, which is just bad business for him. But if it means that much to him to do that and go to a place where he doesn't have to worry, then that's what's best for him, I guess. I don't think it hurts his brand at all.
Of course, it hurts his brand.
How does it hurt him?
Because it proves that he's just a sidekick to LeBron. And all the crap that went on between them, he just realized he can't do it. So he's not an alpha male. He's got to be the second. And even if you went to a team where he was not the A personality or the A player, that's one thing. But to run right back to LeBron James is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, there's always an out. I mean, look, maybe LeBron gets too old. He gets to be 38, 39, and then he passes the torch. Kyrie always has the out of saying, you know what, I needed to go back and learn from the best, and now having played again with LeBron with specific attention toward how he leads, I'm ready to take over my own team at the age of whatever it'll be, 29 or 30. He's 26 now.
Okay, so he's got to wait till he's 30 years old to be able to take over a team. Yeah. That doesn't speak well.
I'm not saying this wasn't part of his plan. I'm just saying he has an out if indeed it comes to that. You're telling me LeBron's going to be too old soon. Kyrie can always tell the media, you know what? I went back. I played with him. We had good success in the past. I realized that once I left, I realized how good it was between the two of us. And he can say, you know what, I was immature at the age of 24, 25. I shot my way out of town, but now I know better. I'm going to learn. I learned from the best. This fast forwarding 3 years now. I learned from the best. I think I now know what it takes to lead an organization.
Okay, what this shows me is that there's guys that have been younger than him that have been the faces of organizations. It shows that he's not able to do it, which means that, I mean, he loses a tremendous amount of respect in this game. And B, that he has to go back to a guy that he had already left.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the advantage of him playing in L.A.? Like, just as L.A. is. What, so he can make Uncle Drew? He had no problem making that in Boston.
There's no advantage to him playing in L.A. The only advantage to him playing in L.A. is he gets to go back and hide. The advantage.
I mean, he's going to get asked every day about why he chose to go back there, and he's going to be asked every day about why, you know, he's running back to the arms of LeBron James.
I think that'll fade away simply because LeBron James is in the same locker room. And there are much, he by himself is an all-encompassing world. I don't think those questions will be asked. Training camp, exhibition season, maybe the beginning of the regular season. But LeBron is an entity into himself.
And it's going to haunt Kyrie.
He's like gravity. I don't think it'll haunt him nearly as much as you think.
It's going to haunt him the whole time. Matt, go ahead.
Guys, who cares about his brand? You guys keep feeding into this and create this monster. Just don't talk about Kyrie.
Okay, so if you don't talk about Kyrie Irving, you're not talking about the future of the Boston Celtics. If Kyrie Irving stays, the idea is that you get Anthony Davis and that you make a run for it now. If Kyrie leaves, it sets you back about 5 years. Kyrie Irving is the only talking point on the Boston Celtics right now.
But we've already moved on.
No, we haven't.
To the brand.
You don't know if they've moved on. You don't know what Kyrie Irving's going to do.
All right. Good call. That was utterly ridiculous. Don't talk about Kyrie. What?
Kyrie Irving is the only that, like, really the only offseason
story. The franchise's future is going to be decided on July 1st.
Yes.
I mean, honest to God, I keep coming back to it, but since some people seem unclear on the point, let me say it again. Danny Ainge has spent the last 6 years trying to get to this point, and now the franchise is teetering on the brink here. What Kyrie Irving does will decide what happens.
Yeah, what the decision Kyrie Irving does is the entire future of the franchise.
Danny's going to offer him the max deal. He's going to offer it to
him. Yes, he's going to offer the max deal to him, and if he takes it, then they go out and they try to exchange some young players.
And then they go for it. Which is not a bad plan, because if everything works well, Anthony Davis comes here, dominates for a year, Kyrie Irving re-ups. I mean, they have a legit shot to win an NBA title next year. It may only be for 1 year, and Davis decides he doesn't want to go anywhere, pushing Kyrie back into a funk, but they have a legit shot to win the whole thing.
And if they don't get Kyrie Irving, their plan is that they just have these young guys. They're going to have Rozier probably run point for them, and they're going to be a fifth or sixth seed in the playoffs with no chance of winning the East for many years.
Maybe a little higher than that, but yes, that's true.
We'll split hairs, but I mean, they're not going to have a good enough pick to really do anything. So they're going to be mired in
mediocrity. It depends on the Memphis deal. It depends on where the ping pong balls bounce next Tuesday. Tomorrow, right? Is the lottery tomorrow? I think the lottery's tomorrow. So if Memphis stays eighth or goes higher, then that Memphis pick doesn't convert. It's a top six next year, and it's unprotected 2 years from now. If Memphis drops back one to ninth somehow, then it becomes the Celtics pick. And they have four first-round picks. Oh. And they lose out because Memphis is tanked. Memphis is trying to gut the franchise and start over again. And so that unprotected pick 2 years from now is going to be good. So what happens to that Memphis pick is it's top eight protected this year.
Well, if you get that ninth pick, look out.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The last thing the Celtics want is that ninth pick.
I'd rather not have any first-round picks than the ninth and then the garbage that they have after that.
The other thing is Sacramento made the lottery too, and if Sacramento somehow gets the first overall pick in the draft, suppose lightning strikes and they have that 1 or 2% chance and they get the first pick, the Celtics don't get it and they wind up with Philadelphia's instead.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's why the lottery is so important. I think it's tomorrow night. I think I saw it's tomorrow night or this week.
Yeah, right. Well, watch. There's nothing more exciting when they stand there. And they figure out what's going on with the balls. All right, Bob Beers is going to talk to us. He, of course, is the color commentary man for the big Boston Bruins broadcast here on the radio station. We'll talk to him in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the party the finest swine in the land, the harbinger of the apocalypse, the official Hurricanes playoff good luck charm. He is Hamilton.
Corrali leans down for the faceoff against Stalls. Game two of the Eastern Conference Final is underway.
Near point. Now Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left of the net. Fired. They score! Matt Grizzlick at the bottom of the left wing circle with traffic out in front. Able to squeeze one by Peter Mrazek. Bruins one. Hurricanes nothing.
To the far point. Drilled out in front. Mrazek the same. Rebound. They score! Jason Ross stops it home. A power play goal.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's Krug off the faceoff win to the far point. Drilled out in front. Morozic the same. Rebound. They score! Jake DeBrusk stayed with it out in front. Denied on his first rebound attempt. And then he stuffs it home. A power play goal! Bruins 2, Hurricanes nothing!
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 6-2 win. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston Bruins obviously looking very, very good. And Bob Beers was there. He is your color commentator right here on the 98.5 Boston Bruins Network. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Beers.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We are doing fine. And last night you saw a team dominating another team. Do you think Mrazek starts in goal in Game 3?
I doubt it. I would certainly think that they would make a change. I don't think he's the reason that they're down 2-0, but they need some kind of spark, and I'd be surprised if they didn't make a move to, you know, make a change there and try to jumpstart something. I mean, both goaltenders played this season. It's not like one played, you know, far more than the other one. Mrazek's been good, but I would expect them to make a change.
All right, so if he's not the reason that they're down 2-0, what do you put the blame on?
Well, I mean, he's allowed a couple of bad goals, but I just think that the Bruins have, especially yesterday, it just the depth of the Bruins has really showed up. I mean, you look at how many guys now have scored goals for the Bruins. What is it? 19 different players have scored a goal in this playoff. I think the third line with Coyle and Johansson and Heinen have dominated them when, you know, when they've been out on the ice. Every time they were on the ice, it seemed like they were a threat to score. And I don't think Carolina's had an answer for that. Now, you know, they're going back home. They're going to look for a jump anywhere they can. But it's been something where I think the Bruins' depth has really shown up through this series, through the first two games. And unless Carolina finds an answer for it, then, you know, they're going to be in trouble here coming up in Game 3.
Bob, why in God's name did Rod Brind'Amour leave Peter Mrazek in there to take a beating? I understand apparently as a longstanding policy of not pulling a goaltender during a game. Apparently he didn't do it all year long. But
yeah,
if you were ever going to do it, I mean, that would be the time, right?
Well, I thought he'd pull him after 2.
Yeah.
And then when he didn't, then I started, I'm wondering why out loud, you know, during the third period. And my only thought is, okay, you know, I don't like the way my team's playing. I'm not even going to put McElhinney, you know, in right now. because, you know, then he goes into a third period where the Bruins, you know, are playing really well, and maybe he sees a ton of shots, whatever. So I'm saying, all right, let's just start fresh. All right, we've lost this one. Let's just start fresh in game three when we go back home, and we're going to change him up then. And, you know, then McElhinney comes in and comes in, you know, as, you know, just a like a clean slate. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I can't think for Rod Brind'Amour, but that's my guess. He never pulled a goaltender all season long. The only time they changed a goaltender was in the playoffs when Mrazek got hurt, right, against the Islanders. So that's my guess, but I thought he would have pulled him after two, so I was surprised as well.
All right, Grizzlick took a beating and obviously overcame that in a big way. Do you think that in the beginning of the game that Carolina was kind of sacrificing their play just to lay out people, just to make big hits?
Well, not everybody, but I mean, Ferland threw the big hit, right? And he threw a couple of them. He threw a couple big hits. There were a couple guys that were running around trying to throw big hits. I think that they can play physical, but I don't know if they can be sustained. And it's certainly not their entire lineup. You know, playing physical is different ways, guys. It's winning every battle. You know, every, they call it 50-50 pucks, right? You go into a corner, there's a loose puck, you're going in with another guy, who comes out with the puck? And, like, to me, that's playing physical. You can throw a lot of big hits, you can try to run around and finish guys, and it might have an impact as the series goes on, no question. But at the same time, I don't know if they have, you know, 18 guys that can do that. They have a couple guys that can do that. And the Bruins don't get deterred by it. They keep coming. And I think Matt Grizzlick is a great example. I mean, he got buried in front of the bench by Ferland. It was a good hit. It was a clean hit. He didn't see him coming. And, you know, he shows up and scores two goals after that. I mean, I think that's a great example, and a guy that's kind of undersized, but he shows up every night and he does his job and he does it well. And I mean, I think that energizes a team a lot more than maybe a big hit, you know, sending a guy to the ice does. Seeing what Matt Grizzlick did yesterday, I mean, that energizes the entire Bruins bench.
You were talking about big hits, and ever since the series started, I've been trying to figure out what the deal is with Dougie Hamilton. I mean, to my memory, he wasn't exactly physical when he was here, and all of a sudden he's tried to impose his will on the Bruins somehow, and that hit on Heinen after he scored the goal was dirty in my book. What has happened to him in these two games?
Well, do you know how many hits he got credited for last night?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, what was that deal with Heinen behind the net?
Well, it was a combination, right? I think somebody else was there as well. I can't remember who it was, but somebody else coming up back on the back check. And, I mean, the goal was just scored. You're frustrated. He's frustrated. He's a good player. I mean, let's not get it wrong. I mean, he's a good player. He's, you know, what did he have, 18 goals this season? He had 17 last year, whatever it was. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I mean, he knows how to play the game, but at the same time, you can I don't know how to describe him. He's
a prick.
I don't know. He's a little entitled. Let's put it that way.
Okay, that's good. All right, Bob.
Is that a good word for you?
Yeah.
He's a little entitled.
Let me just say something. Is that in my experiences with Dougie Hamilton, and not in the locker room, my experiences with him in like casual encounters was that he was strange and off-putting and had a terrible personality. I believe that the players, a vast majority of the players on the Bruins did not like him. And here he is in Carolina, and the media is fawning all over him. Do you believe that he's changed that much?
No.
Yeah.
How's that? No, no. He's had a good season. I mean, look, like I said, he's a good player, but he's been on three teams in how many years?
Right.
So that kind of tells you enough.
I mean, we had a guy in here Friday who works in Raleigh. He told us, oh, he's great with the younger kids. You don't see it behind the scenes. You know, I cover this team. What I saw yesterday wasn't leadership. What I saw yesterday was a cheap shot and a guy who's trying to lead, I guess, by showing, you know, we don't take this crap. But in the end, it just looks silly. I mean,
hey, you know what? I expected more from Carolina when they went down as many as they did. And I know that I'm kind of coming from an older generation of the NHL. I expected, you know, I was saying it in the third period. I said, you know, like, look, keep your head on a swivel. Make sure you know what's coming. Make sure you know when Michael Ferland's on the ice. Make sure you know what guy's coming at you. And I know, like I said, I'm in my generation when I played, like, if you're losing by that much and you're getting embarrassed a little bit, like, you're running around. You're trying to hit guys. You're trying to do something. And I know it's changed a little bit. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, Carolina scored a couple garbage goals, but there really wasn't much emotion from their team in the third period. And, you know, Dougie, you know, hits Heinen after the goal or whatever, but it just seemed like, this team was like, all right, let's just get back home and see what we can do.
All right, Bob, as you mentioned, you know, you played for a long time. You've watched this team every game in the Bruins. How demoralizing was yesterday for Carolina? Do you expect them to have an easy, not easy wins, but do you think it's going to be easy for them to get their energy up again?
Oh, it will be. Like, they feed off their home crowd. When they're losing and they're not making the playoffs, you know, the home crowd is sparse. But when they're winning and things are going well, and it's been a great season for them, it really has. It's been a great story. There will be a ton of people there. It'll be packed. They'll be out tailgating early. It will be a good atmosphere. And, you know, they realize, I mean, they're not going to say it outwardly, but they realize that if they don't come with their best effort, and they haven't yet, if they don't come with their best effort here in game three, you know, this thing's over. So, okay, we got to go back here and we got to regroup. And, you know, Rod Brind'Amour, he's a hard-nosed guy. He's a guy that got the most out of everything, you know, in his playing career. And he's going to get these guys jacked up. It'll be a good game three. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. And if they don't, it's going to be over. So they know what they got to do.
Are you going to be able to play golf in Raleigh?
We'll see. We'll see. I think the weather's going to be pretty good, to be honest with you guys. So we might have to do that.
Sure can't play golf up here. Say that.
I played last week.
Jesus.
It was wonderful.
Today's not bad.
50 degrees. Good.
Yeah.
You know, good for you. Get it in before the rain starts again,
bad.
Bob.
You can do that.
Get it in
you
before the rain comes degrees. In. Yeah. All right. Fine.
All right. Mr. Beers, excellent job as always. Looking forward to hearing the call tomorrow night. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. I knew it. I knew Dougie Hamilton's a piece of crap, and those guys are too much pussies to say it.
I don't understand.
Why won't they just say it? Like, I mean, they, I know, there's no way he's changed with that dumb mullet. You just heard Bob say it. He doesn't think he changed. Why won't they say that? They won't say anything negative about that team. I've had it with their media. I've never been to Raleigh, and I'm sure that there's better looking girls there than here,
he scored 17 goals for Calgary last year, and they got rid of him. I mean, it's okay. Or they wouldn't resign. I don't know if it was a trade or a free agency.
On the team anymore. Yeah. I just don't understand why they were so hesitant to say anything negative about anyone in that team. I mean, and this show doesn't harp on negative crap every day. I mean, it's not what we do. But, I mean, it's obvious.
He plays for the opposing team. The Bruins are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hamilton has been, he took one really bad penalty, one he should have gotten called for in game one. But, I mean, honest to God, I just talk about a guy who's trying to be something he's not.
Yes.
Hamilton's an offensive defenseman. Yes. He's not a physical force.
No. And it takes he's gotten taken out of his game. But I just the hesitancy of their media to admit that anything is going wrong on that.
Well, they're trying to get people to get on board here. I mean, I'm sure, and what Bob said rings true. I mean, it's now that they're playing well, I'm sure they packed the place.
But as I said,
they were second to last in attendance all year.
I never thought of their fan base until all these hicks started screaming and yelling at me. And I don't doubt they'll sell out the place, and I don't doubt that they'll be loud. I don't care. What I care about is the media's hesitancy of saying anything. I mean, it's just like lame, pandering nonsense.
Ugh. So, I mean, who would have thought that these people would bother me so much?
Not me. I don't know.
I mean, of all the things.
I still don't get why they're bothering you. Why are they bothering you?
Because it's, like, annoying the way that they act. It's just, like, annoying.
Yeah, but it's not like you're not aware of how they act before. I mean,
I didn't know. I'm the guy that I don't.
You went to school in the South. You worked in the South.
I don't. But listen, I am not the person who goes, "Oh, hey, your town sucks." I mean, I'm not that person. But I mean, they suck.
Who cares what they say?
I don't care what they say. It's more of a feeling of the world's coming to an end.
Well, that's another matter.
All right. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Dutcher and Rich.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Dutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. Bob, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey. So, there was a few years ago, we had the Cuts for a Cause, and we were there. It was a great time. Dougie Hamilton comes out, and my daughter, for some reason, loved him. She's down there screaming, "Fred, you had the mic," and all she wanted to do was meet Dougie. And you're telling Dougie, "Come on down, meet this girl, and he'd come out, and this big, goofy smile and wave, and turned around to go back in, and Sean Thornton sort of steered him back towards the front of the stage. And Fred, I'll never forget it. You said, "Dougie, she is literally the only female in this building that has any desire to meet you whatsoever." And you refused to go down there and meet her. And the entire place just booed him.
Yeah, I remember that. Funnest. Oh, yeah. I remember that completely. Yeah. he was a big weirdo.
Is that different than the one that asked him to go to prom?
No, that was two occasions.
Okay, because yeah. I do remember that one. I don't remember the occasion you were just talking about, but the prom one, I definitely remember that.
Yeah, the incident the caller was just talking about, that was the one year you took off. That was the one year that Fred hosted it, and that was my job to go back and get Dougie and bring him out to the stage. Remember this?
Yes.
Brought him out to the stage. I'm like, "Doug, you go downstairs," and he just stood there, waved, turned around, and went back.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
He couldn't have bothered taking two steps down to meet a little girl, so... Good for Dougie Hamilton. At a charity event.
Well, he's just, the TD Garden crowd is in his head. I mean, they're clearly absolutely in his head. He's trying to play a game that is not his game. You know what it is? It's like, "Oh, yeah, you think I'm soft? I'll show you how tough I am." And then in game one, he commits two penalties, which end up being leading to one goal. Was it two goals or one goal?
I think it was one of the two.
Leads to a goal. And then yesterday, he just looks idiotic out there. Did you see when he just fell and busted his ass and the whole crowd went nuts? Yeah. I think they started chanting Dougie within the first 3 minutes of the game. Like, right off the bat, the crowd started going off on him. And it is completely effing him up. He's trying to be more physical than he usually is, and it leads to dirty play. I mean, there was the one thing he could have gotten called for at the end of the game yesterday that you were talking about, John, which I believe is also a dirty hit. But then again, you know, you don't really want to see everything get called in the playoffs. But it is, if you are wondering whether or not you're cheering at the TD Garden and the Dougie over and over is getting in his head, it is.
Well, Donald Trump has put out a tweet today.
About the Bruins?
No, about the Red Sox.
Oh, good.
He did it this morning at 6:30. He says, has anyone noticed that all the Boston Red Sox have done is win since coming to the White House?
All three games, yes.
Others also have done very well. The White House visit is becoming the opposite of being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You have your curses wrong. By the way, the Boston players were great guys. Is there something with Sports Illustrated? It's the Madden curse.
It's the Madden curse is a bad one.
Is there a Sports Illustrated one?
I think there might be like a Sports Illustrated curse, but I mean,
they put out 52 magazines a year. Everyone who's on the cover ends up failing.
It's not like the Madden curse.
I mean, they have.
Let me think. The people who have gone to the White House. So let's think. How did the
Baylor women's basketball?
How did the Capitals do in the playoffs? No, honestly, I'm thinking through it. Like, you know, out of the
well,
major
no, you
franchises.
Have to, you have to because, date back to when the Capitals were at the White House and how they did after they visited the White House. When was the White House visit, and what was the record after they visited them?
Well, I know that they lost in the first round against a team that seems to suck.
Well, maybe it's only a week afterwards.
You're putting far too much thought into this tweet than is required.
So the Patriots have not been there yet, but let's look at the Eagles. Oh, yeah, the Eagles didn't go. They canceled.
Golden State didn't go.
Golden State didn't go.
And it cost them dearly.
So who's he talking about? Clemson hasn't played.
I don't think
since
Rich,
the end of the
I
year.
I don't think that it matters. I don't think that there's been a lot of thought being put into that. I think you guys are overanalyzing something.
Many, many French fries.
Many, many French fries.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers.
Disappointment of the year that they didn't get fed. Disappointment of the year. Because either way, it would have been hysterical. And maybe that's why they didn't feed them at all.
They just got him in and out of there.
Yep. They said, we are not going to get this photo op backfire on us.
Many, many French fries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys watched the Game of Thrones last night?
Indeed. Yes, we did watch the Game of Thrones.
Yes. Was there any scat?
There was no dragon scat to be found.
No.
Which is amazing. No one has died from a fireball from thy anus of thy dragon.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, the dragon spent about 45 minutes circling the city. You would have think it would have had to go at least once, right?
Sure, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there was.
Look,
it's possible.
Peter Dinklage hath been covered with one giant pellet of dragon scat.
So, were you satisfied with the episode as someone who's not watched it?
For a season that has been wildly disappointing, last night ruled.
I don't know about wildly disappointing, but yes.
It's been slapped together.
No.
Everything's about you. Like, these storylines that have been seven seasons in the making have just end.
Yes. The Battle of Winterfell could have been better.
Which is like the big thing of this season.
It could have been better. I'm not arguing. It could have been better. The last night's episode, very good. Fourth episode, the two episodes after the battle that was unsatisfying, the last two episodes have been very good.
Yeah, without spoiling anything, it was like, all right, enough messing around. Everyone is going to meet your fate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, last night was satisfying on some levels, not satisfying on one in particular for me, but yeah, this is all the entire series, the show has never been shy about killing people off.
The first episode, they killed someone.
Right, and the last episode... Last night was back to where we were.
Not enough dragon scat, if you ask me. Needs to be more.
The beast.
Where do they defecate?
Because The Last Office was on yesterday afternoon. The finale of The Office. And you know that...
Never seen it.
You know Sensitivity Training was like their third episode in the first season?
Yeah, and Diversity Day was... The first season is only like six episodes long. The first season.
Okay.
And it's... It's pretty good. I mean, there's two episodes. That one and the healthcare coverage episode.
Yes.
Are all timers.
When Dwight gets, and then Dwight asks everyone what their
what
problems.
Their ailments are.
What their ailments
And then
are.
He goes, all right, now someone's just messing with me. Inverted penis.
Okay, so you have not seen the end?
No. I don't know how it ends. Matter of fact, I have not seen one episode with the guy who isn't Michael Scott.
yeah, well, that's not, you're not hurting yourself there, but Michael Scott appears in the last episode because he's at what's-his-face's wedding when he marries Angela. And they have to get married in their graves as a symbol of how they could never part except for in death. So the two of them, Dwight and Angela, have to say their vows while standing in their own graves.
I'm telling you, if they got back together and they did a reboot, they would make... We were figuring this out. I bet that Steve Carell could make $30 million for a season. Chris Rock got $40 million for two stand-up comedy specials for Netflix. If Netflix, which by the way, that is the number one streaming show on Netflix, is The Office. Number one. If they did a reboot, and I know the Gilmore Girls got $9 million for a season... There's no way that Steve Carell wouldn't get at least $30 million to do it.
Well, they all want to do it, except for Carell hasn't committed. And first of all, they liked working together. And second of all, if you're getting all that money, and I don't imagine the shooting schedule would be that rigorous because they're not going to do 22 episodes.
There's nothing that any of them are doing that will make them more money than an Office reboot.
Plus, if you like doing it and you can do 8 episodes, I mean, you can knock out 8 half-hour episodes.
Krasinski's got a successful directing career going, and Jack Ryan, any of those going to give you $20 million? Nope. Because I bet Krasinski would get 20. Krasinski would get 20. Here's the Dwight would get 15. And Pam, you probably have to have her back 15.
Yeah, and then you would get...
And then everyone else, it doesn't really matter as much.
Well, it does. You have to get, what's-his-face, but Creed.
Well, you got to have Creed.
Creed would make...
give Creed all the money.
They would give him sandwiches.
Give Creed $50 million, please.
Yeah, they would give him sandwiches, but I'm telling you, the last episode, not sad. And they even have Creed, like, playing guitar, like, at the end while they all sit around in the office, and it's supposed to be emotional. I didn't feel any emotion. Mm.
And I know it wouldn't be as good if they rebooted it. I know that. However, it would still be a little bit of something. It would be something there. It would be like even a mediocre Office episode is better than most stuff on TV right now.
Yeah. They could do a Dundies where they said it's most likely to stink up the bathroom.
The Dundies.
They gave it to Kevin.
That's the best episode. The Dundies is the best.
There's more than one Dundies.
Is there?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
I do believe so. All right, we will be back. We have audio from outside the Garden yesterday as the Bruins take a commanding 2-0 lead, much to the chagrin of the people that say bless your heart and then threaten to kill you. We will have that all for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
I was just telling John Wallach off the air. So, you know that new John Wick movie is coming out
Yeah.
This Friday? 98% positive.
That's
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Apparently, Nick is beside himself that John didn't like Avengers Endgame as much as he should have. Apparently, like, Nick can't deal with it. He's, like, all over the place.
Like, is it, he just can't comprehend why you didn't like it?
Yeah. That he's really, like, going out of his mind. That he can't get, he can't fathom why John is able to function today.
I talked to John about it this morning, and 30 seconds into our conversation, I just said to myself, stop. This is the nerdiest conversation I've ever had.
What part of it was that bad?
The part where I started talking. It wasn't you. You said something, and then I tried to like explain why that was wrong, and then I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, trying to explain why imaginary characters...
There were some obvious holes in the plot brought to Rich's attention. Rich was like, well, clearly you don't get these things.
And then I just went, okay, well, I'm done. I can't do this.
It was just an innocent question, man. That's
but
all
Nick,
it, was.
It does upset you that he didn't like it that much.
Oh, please, it does.
Dan, isn't it upsetting him?
He was emotionally exhausted.
He was in there peppering him with questions. I was trying to get John's attention. He's like, I don't understand, why didn't you like the ending? Or what? And John was trying to tell him there was obvious plot holes. I turned around, I'm like, and I was pretending that they were spoiling it for me. And I couldn't care. I haven't seen an Avengers movie. And I'm like, ah, you too. And then I'm like, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he's like beside
Nick's like, you got to give it a try. You got to give it a shot. I'm like, I'm 22 movies behind, so I think I'm all right.
Yeah, you got to give it a try, man. You won't be able to live. Unless you spend the 3 hours in the theater sitting there.
Well, you're going to go see the new John Wick movie, right? Yeah. So John Wick, the one great thing about John Wick, first of all, it's made by people who care way too much about the final product. Like, it's a dumb story, dumb plot line, but the action scenes are amazing. However, it is based on what might be the best, most relatable premise ever. And that is, in the first one, they kill his dog. So he goes on a murdering rampage where he kills thousands of people in retribution
to
for
get
them
to the guy
killing his
who
puppy.
Murders his dog.
I mean, who could not relate to that? I mean, there's movies where, like, you see someone's whole family get killed in front of him, and you're like, all right, well, you know, I mean, if you let these guys get away with it, that's okay. But they kill his dog, and everyone's dying. And now they're on the third movie of him killing people because they killed his dog, which... God bless him. Continue to make these
Wait,
movies.
How many people were involved with the killing of his dog? Was it an international plot?
Well, it was one guy who killed him, but he was part of like an organization. And like he just wants everyone in that organization to suffer. Just the same way that his puppy Scrappy.
And so for three movies
suffered.
The premise is still the dog. Do they flashback
no,
to the dog?
No, the first movie was just about the dog, but of course some ancillary things got pulled in and it kind of spun off in a different direction.
And he's still the worst actor in the world, but this is perfect movie for him because he doesn't have to talk much.
Not at all. He just wanders around with long hair in the darkness.
And
that's all he does.
And this is all he's got right now because everything else Keanu Reeves is doing, like, nobody really cares. I know right. He wants to do the new Bill and Ted, but this is it. And they're excellent. They're so dumb, but they're so well made and over the top and gratuitously violent that they should put that in the top of the list of movies that shouldn't be half as good as they are. That's like the Fast and the Furious movies. They shouldn't be half as good. They're so stupid. But
like
my
Cannonball
God.
Cannonball Run.
Well, Cannonball Run's great.
The second one should have won
an Academy Award.
Second one, man.
Just for the blooper reel.
Yep.
You take these rosary bleeds and shove them. Bleeds? He was easy to get Dom DeLuise to laugh. And then you know that he was eventually just hit in the face by Burt Reynolds when it got too much.
That was always weird. Like, even though I was a kid, I was like, dude, you're like hitting him hard in the face. And everyone's like laughing.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to murder you.
It was Dom DeLuise was Reynolds' bitch. I mean, he would just sit there and take it. All right. Nick was out in front of the big TD Garden last night, and we'll hear... From the Bruins fans, no doubt, very happy about the wind. Wind? No, win. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win
with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the party the finest swine in the land, the harbinger of the apocalypse, the official Hurricanes playoff good luck charm. He is
Corrali leans down for the faceoff against Stalls. Game two of the Eastern Conference Final is underway.
Near point, now Johansson with a high slap. Feeds left to the net, fired, they score! Matt Grizzlick at the bottom of the left wing circle with traffic out in front, able to squeeze one by Peter Mrazek. Bruins one, Hurricanes nothing. With a far point, drilled out in front, Mrazek the same rebound, they score!
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.